Welcome back, everybody, to the Thrive Podcast. I am your thriving host, Michelle Cohn, and I am so excited to use this platform to educate, empower, and inspire each one of you. My purpose in this life is to truly impact the lives of everyone that I meet in one small way or another. I have discovered that my mess has turned into my message, my test into my testimonial to all of you. As each episode airs, I am more and more humbled by the responses that I receive. It takes one person to make a ripple effect in this world, to be the change this world needs, and my mission is to continue being this person, especially for all of you. To recap the episode so far, in episode 1, I shared my personal story in living with anxiety. That episode was important to start with so that you got to know me on a level that you might not have known. It was a way for me to open the door to my reality, allow you to come in and feel and know that you are not alone, or someone that you are sharing this with is not alone. In episode 2, I shared the connection between worry and anxiety. That the very first thought of worry leaks into anxious thoughts unless you pinpoint what exactly is causing the worry. I also shared how I had to relearn how to drive again at the age of 33 due to the severity of my anxiety. In episode 3, I am going to share the importance in understanding your triggers. There are things that happen to us all day long that trigger tense feelings within our bodies. You know those feelings: agitation, irregular heartbeat, dizziness, rise in body temperature, thoughts spinning out of control. Yeah, those feelings. It is critical to gain the tools that you can use to break apart the thinking habits in your mind to catch the triggers before you even realize that it's starting. You could use what is called an anchor thought, which will be my next episode, so hang tight, to quiet your mind, to settle your body, to stop the agitation, and to get control in a moment when normally you'd spin out of control. This is the goal of any person that is living with anxiety. We just want to quiet our minds, stop the agitation, and regain control. Alleluia, right? But first, you must recognize what worries you and what is causing the trigger. Go through your day and write down the things that you are noticing that cause you to tense up, to worry, and to brace yourself. Basically, an audit of your day. Could be the people you encounter, the time of the day, the experiences throughout the day that trigger you to feel uneasy, to worry, and to brace yourself. By going through your day performing this audit to identify those moments and times of the day where you're tense or on edge, or where you anticipate the bad things that you worry about, knowing the triggers in advance gives you a tremendous amount of power because it allows you to pre-plan what you are going to do in response to the trigger. Make sense? Let's take my inability to drive during the highest peak of my anxiety 4 years ago. What was worrying me was the thought of getting into my car, driving down the road, and veering into another car or even a telephone pole, or having a panic attack at an intersection. My trigger was seeing my car in the driveway every single day and knowing that at some point I'd have to get into it, along with the worry in my head as my passenger. For me to even sit in the driver's seat and put my key in the ignition, I had to identify what I was worried about and what was causing the trigger. It was literally impossible for me to do what many of my friends wanted me to do, which was just get in the car and drive. Yeah, if it were only that easy. Insert eye roll and a wind-up fist to the throat. So here's your homework, friends. Go through your day step by step. Start from the very moment you wake up. When are the moments that worry you? What are the situations that you are in throughout your day that trigger you to be tense? And after you go from the moment you wake up to the moment you get back into your bed, the next thing to identify is, are there people in your life that trigger you to worry? Does just waking up cause a feeling of worry? Does deciding what to have for breakfast cause a feeling of panic? Does the idea of just getting out of the house cause you to worry? Does work cause you to worry? Does the work that you have to do at your job cause you to worry? When we pull the triggers out of the dark, a plan can be put into place so that you can respond to the trigger instead of feeling anxious and worried and tense and spiraling out of control. Resetting the mind to something positive, something safe, and something assured every time you worry. After you find the triggers, ask yourself what happened to you that made this a trigger. Not what's wrong with you, because there is nothing wrong with you, but what happened to you. Again, for me, in my last days of driving, before I couldn't, for 4 months, I remember waking up in the morning, knowing I had to drive to my nanny job at the same time as working my social media marketing job, plus complete my cookbook edits and fit marathon training in at some point of the day. All of that was my worry. I would lay in bed completely paralyzed, in my room, by myself, and with these thoughts racing around my brain. How I got up to get dressed and head downstairs with a smile on my face at 6 a.m., I'll never know. I can tell you that before doing this work on myself and this mental illness that I still have, my life was a hamster wheel. I wanted to stay asleep forever because it was then, for 7 to 8 hours, that my anxiety wasn't present. I was in my deepest dreams, living a life with no anxiety, no restrictions, and complete happiness. Every morning that alarm clock went off, the same thoughts buzzed around my brain over and over and over again. Then I had to go and actually show up in the day. And guess what? Nobody knew the fight that I was fighting with myself to just survive the day. Nobody. In the beginning, I kept my anxiety a secret. After all, I didn't know what it was. How in the world was I going to explain this to someone else? I couldn't. So this was my life for years. Do you see how it is critical to gain the tools that you can use to break apart the thinking habits in your mind, to catch the triggers before you even realize that it's starting? If I didn't figure out what was causing the worry, I'd be allowing the anxiety to win. And no way was I going to allow that to happen. I was tired of fighting with myself, with my thoughts, and with this mental illness. This was my life, and I have one damn shot at it. It was worth every ounce of me to work on this. And I devoted hours, days, weeks, months, and now years to continue this work. Noticing the worries, identifying the triggers, creating an if-then plan, known as those anchor thoughts I keep mentioning, and I promise I'm getting to those in the next episode. This is the formula, the work, for changing your mindset from worry to not worrying, which then stops the anxiety from even appearing. I invite you to do the work, friends. Working on yourself is the biggest and most important job that you will ever have in your entire life. You cannot mentally, physically, or emotionally help someone else if you haven't helped yourself. Do you think the flight attendants on an airplane go through their entire spiel on putting your air mask on first before someone else's is actually worth mentioning? Well, of course it is, because our first instincts are to help other people, not ourselves. Do the work. Invest in yourselves. When you change the way you think, you can truly change your life. And when your life begins to change, this is when you start to thrive. Until next time, keep thriving.